Good morning, students. Welcome to All Saints Secondary School Oyibo e-learning platform. I am Mrs. Margaret Onwuka, the agricultural science teacher for SS1. The topic for today is the soil profile. But before we go over to the soil profile, I want to remind you that in our previous lesson, we have discussed factors of soil formation, which include climates, living organisms, topography, parent material, and time. All these determine the formation of the soil. So let's look at the soil profile. I want to explain briefly before I go into definition. The soil profile, you may be wondering how you get the profile of the soil. Before you really see the profile of the soil, when you look into a deep pit, or if you see where they are digging soil away, it exposes the profile of the soil. If you look into that pit, you will discover that from the top, it has layers, which we call horizons. In these horizons, you see that they have different colors. And when you look at it very well, you see that the particles are also different. And when you look down, you see that they are arranged in layers. That's what we call the horizons. Any pit that is dug deep must expose the profile of the soil. Now, we define the soil profile as a vertical cross-section through the soil showing horizons. Repeat, soil profile could be defined as a vertical cross-section through the soil showing horizons. These horizons, they differ in color. For example, the topsoil may be dark, then followed by the brown color below it. That's the subsoil and all the rest of them. The second difference there also is the texture. They also differ in texture from one horizon to the other. The particle sizes increase from the top to the bottom. That is to say that the topsoil, the particles of soil in the topsoil will be smaller than that of the subsoil. And as you go down, you see, even from the diagram, you see that the particles increase as the profile goes down to the bottom, from the A horizon to the D horizon. Then, let's look at the horizons, because we have seen that the soil profile is made up of four horizons. We have the A horizon, we have the B horizon, we have the C horizon, we have the D horizon. Then, let's look at the A horizon. The A horizon is also called the topsoil, which represents the surface layer of the soil profile. This horizon contains contains more organic material and is the most withered and leached. When you look at the soil profile, you will discover that the organic matter is included or is on the top of the topsoil, and this topsoil is the particular horizon that contains the fertility of the soil. The level of organic matter on the topsoil determines the fertility of the soil. If the organic matter is small, the level of organic matter is small, you discover that the fertility of that soil will be low. Then we say it's the most withered and leached, especially when it rains. For this, our area, the rainforest area, where we have high rainfall, we experience leaching most of the time. This is a condition, leaching is a condition whereby the nutrients are forced or carried down into the subsoil where the roots cannot make use of them, beyond the reach of the roots. In that way, when it rains, the nutrients will be carried down, and most of these shallow rooted crops cannot make use of the nutrients. That's where we are talking about leaching. So the nutrients that these shallow rooted crops are supposed to make use of, they have been carried away to the next horizon, that's the subsoil, beyond the reach of these crops. There, in this particular horizon, there is free movement of air, water, and in most cases, the shallow-rooted crops derive nutrients from this horizon. I mentioned that the shallow-rooted crops are the ones that can derive nutrients from this horizon. But whenever leaching occurs, it becomes difficult for these shallow-rooted crops, because these shallow-rooted crops, their new roots are concentrating on the top soil only. Their roots are not down. Their roots cannot go down to the subsoil. Therefore, as the roots are concentrating only on the topsoil, when the nutrients are leached to the subsoil, it has deprived the shallow-rooted crops of nutrients. And some of these shallow-rooted crops are the vegetables and the legumes. We go to the second horizon, the B horizon. This horizon is also called the subsoil. It is the next horizon immediately after the top soil. This B horizon is rich in minerals, which leads from the topsoil. Like I said before, when the nutrients are leached from A horizon, the next place the nutrients will converge will be the B horizon. That is why it is rich in minerals. Some of the minerals that are leached from the topsoil, they are now packed in the subsoil. This subsoil is suitable for the cultivation of deep-rooted crops like the orange, the cocoa, the oil palm, and so on. So, when you plant any crop in area, any area that experiences leaching, you see that the type of crop that will grow well in that area will be permanent crops, or all these crops that have deep-rooted, that are deep-rooted, like the ones we mentioned. Any area that is experiencing leaching The vegetables and the shallow-rooted crops cannot do well. We have known the reason, because the nutrients that are supposed to converge on the topsoil for them to use is now leached. The nutrients are now leached to the second or the subsoil. It's only the deep-rooted crops that can thrive and produce very well in this area. The third one we have is the sea horizon. The sea horizon is also called the parent material, representing the type of material from which topsoil and subsoil are derived. This sea horizon is like a parent to A horizon and B horizon, because it gives the A horizon and the B horizon their characteristics, the color, the texture they are supposed to have. We go to the D horizon, that is called the bedrock. This D horizon represents the unweathered rock materials found at the bottom of the soil profile, which are large soil particles. They are unweathered, very, very large. They are found at the bottom of the soil profile. Let's look at the importance of the soil profile. Level of soil fertility. The soil profile will determine the level of soil fertility. If the topsoil is thick, it means high level of soil fertility. So when you look at the soil profile and you see the dark color of the topsoil, the dark color of the topsoil is because of the organic material. This organic material gives the topsoil its dark color. So when you look at the topsoil and discover that the dark color or the organic material is high in that place, that you know that that particular soil will be very, very fertile. So the soil profile determines the fertility of the soil. It also determines the type of crop to grow. It helps the farmer to know the type of crop to grow. We have said it that the example, the shallow-rooted crops, like the cowpea, the groundnut, and so on, are grown on the top soil. The shallow-rooted crops are grown on the top soil, while the deep-rooted crops are grown where the subsoil is thick. So, if the subsoil is thick, the type of crop that will grow very well there will be the deep-rooted crops. That's the permanent crops. But in any soil that the organic material is thick, you discover that the shallow-rooted crops will do better in that particular soil. So it determines the type of crop to grow. Then you see the third importance there is penetration of root. A soil that the subsoil is packed loosely will make penetration of roots easy. So if the subsoil, the particles are loosely packed, penetration of root will be very, very easy. The root will not struggle to penetrate the soil. And especially when you talk about the tubers, the roots, the tuberization becomes very, very easy. Then we have level of drainage. A loosely packed subsoil also allow easy drainage and aeration. Drainage is very, very easy to any soil that is loosely packed. Anyone that the particles are not jammed together or are not very close together or gummed together, you discover there that drainage is very, very easy. And also aeration is easy. Aeration, that's the circulation. Aeration means the circulation of air in the soil. Air will move freely in such a soil that is loosely packed. Easy percolation. A loosely packed subsoil also will help for easy percolation of water, thereby reducing the level of air erosion. Water will easily drip through the soil that the subsoil is loosely packed. Water can easily drip and thereby easing erosion, not making water to converge or bring about waterlogging in that particular area. We have come to the end of the lesson. So, we want to look at the assignment. Assignment number one, draw and label a typical soil profile. Draw and label a typical soil profile. Two, describe the different horizons in the soil profile. Thank you for listening. Do the assignment. Make sure you do the assignment very well and remain safe.